Eli, how would you describe this season?
Well, it was tough. Tough year. You know, just didn't win enough games, losing your head coach, lost a lot of guys to injury, and just, that's football sometimes. And you go through tough years and you learn from it, and hopefully it makes you appreciate it and work harder hopefully not go through these types of years again.
How much do you want to be back and be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I want to do. I want to play quarterback for the New York Giants. That's what I hope happens. And obviously, we'll talk and figure out what's the plan for the franchise going forward.
Eli, what's your plan for the next few weeks? I'm sure you're going to take some downtime. Are you going to? You have a plan as to when you're going to start up again or do any work?
No set plan right now. Usually take a few weeks, let the body heal, and then start training again slowly and getting back into shape and getting ready for next year.
Would it have to change much with a new coach and a potential new system coming in for training?
I guess it just depends when all that is finalized and when you get who the head coach or who's the offense coordinator and what kind of offense is being put in. I guess I don't know what all the rules are, but as soon as you can get that information and get started on learning the system, the better.
This is the 14th one of these you've done. Sometimes after a Super Bowl, sometimes not. I mean, does this feel really different and strange to you?
Well, I guess it's more uncertainty this year than after others. But it's always a disappointing day, and that the season's over, unless the 2 years you win Super Bowls where it's not. But it's always tough, that this is coming to an end, and another year that didn't go as we wanted, and you just try to learn from each game, each year, each situation, and try to be better for it.
Is it fair to say this is the first time you'll leave one of these days? Not sure if you'll be back.
Probably say that.
Have you made an appointment to see Dave Whittle?
I haven't. No, nothing. Nothing set up right now.
Eli, you say you want to be here and be the quarterback of the New York Giants. If you were going to be here and not be the starter, would you want to go elsewhere?
Those are all situations and scenarios. We'll have to talk with Mr. Gettleman and figure out what his plan is and make those decisions later.
If the Giants pick a quarterback, a good quarterback with the number 2 pick, would you be comfortable in the role of mentoring that quarterback in the first year or so?
I think I've always been a good teammate, and whoever's whatever quarterbacks are in there, I think you're always talking football. I don't know. I don't think you're ever specifically a mentor. Hey, you got a job to play quarterback and get ready, but I think you're always helping the other guys and learning from the other guys in the room. And it goes to say they help me. I would help them.
Eli, is there a takeaway that you can learn from this season and how it unfolded?
I think you try to find different things. I think over these next few weeks, you kind of reflect a little bit more on the whole season and try to figure out, how you can prevent it from happening again. If there's anything you can do, sometimes, there's obviously in football, there's things you can control, and there's a lot you can't control. And so you just try to figure out ways to, that you can improve upon yourself and how you can make the other guys around you better as well.